Yes, I know that some of you have correctly identified our opening music as the beginning of the slow movement of Franz Schubert's String Quartet No. 14, affectionately known as Death and the Maiden. My brother Paul and I heard this performance live at the Banff International String Quartet competition way back in 2016. 45 years after Schubert composed this hauntingly beautiful theme, the German 19th century composer and poet, Peter Cornelius, took this favorite theme, lock, stock, and barrel, and added his own words. There are two verses. Verse 1 is addressed to the pilgrim on earth, and verse 2 is for the pilgrim on stars. But there is a twist. The pilgrim on earth is now dead, and the pilgrim on the stars is alive. Verse 1 is written to comfort the deceased pilgrim, whose body, verse 1 last line, is now resting in the bosom of the earth. For it was death that gave you healing balm from your long journey, your heartache, and your suffering. Verse 2 is written to the immortal soul as it ascends on a golden path into the brilliant sea of divine clarity. I love that phrase, divine clarity. Meanwhile, the soul's body remains on earth. The phrase, only that which was dust you gave to dust, recalls Genesis 3:19. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your bread until you return to the ground, because out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. However, our song's second verse really recalls the idea articulated in Ecclesiastes 12:7, which reads, then the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. In the words of our song, pilgrim on stars, may the tear of longing guide you to your eternal home.